Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. Delighted to welcome on to it Evelyn McGlynn, who is PRO of the Donegal Women in Business Network. Thanks for coming in, Evelyn.
Good morning, Greg. How are you? And thank you very much.
I am great, and it's great to have you in. Before we talk about how people can get involved, what the network does, was there a vacuum in that, you know, women were not perhaps getting the support or getting the advice or didn't have that network that this has so is filling?
OK, well, I suppose it's important to say that this network, Donegal Women in Business Network, has been in formation for 19 years. Mm-hmm. It's a voluntary not-for-profit supported by different organisations such as Leo, etc. But it is woman-led and it is women themselves that volunteers. So with each new committee that have built on and done a fantastic job before, the next group move on with that and with each generation. So,
and it does great work, but what I'm sort of getting at it here is that it's fulfilling a need. What is the deficit there that requires sort of a network specifically for women?
Okay, well, I suppose women do business differently. And so a lot of the members come from different backgrounds. So maybe women who have been in the home for a number of years, learned a number of skills, and then decide, I would like to try and go back into business. And it's not necessarily just for people who are setting up business. It is for people who work for someone or are married or a family business, a farm. It could be a student, anyone who has an interest in business. And I suppose the reason why it's there is that, number one, women do business differently. Mm-hmm. Secondly, women have less advantages in terms of overall business, and they're very much a networking type. It's a networking group.
Yeah.
So we're there to support a lot
of
peer
learning.
And
the third reason, why not?
And why not?
Yeah, because, you know, as you say, nearly two decades this has been up and running. It's not something that was introduced yesterday or the day before.
No.
And, you know, it's more recent than that, I think, that an awful lot of emphasis started when going on the importance of networking to some extent. You know what I mean? So
I was listening to your previous guest there and talking about, and I think everything starts with networking. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason why I'm sitting here with you is because networking. Business starts first and foremost with communicating and networking with someone else. So even within the Business Women's Network itself, there will be business done. We may be networking and learning from each other, but there will actually be business done from that.
Because that farmer that you mentioned has a product that maybe there's another member.
Or he needs someone to do his accounts, or he needs someone to help, or, you know, in whatever way. So
what form does it take then? So, I mean, there's workshops, isn't there? There's get-together seminars. How often does the network hold those over the course of the year?
So I suppose initially we had our first meeting of the year on last Thursday night. It was tremendous, unbelievable amount of women turned up. We were really impressed, including a mum with a five-week-old baby. Little boy.
It's not taking any time off.
No. Well, she was so excited about the fact that she really wants to get back into business. So the format basically is member-led. We meet every month. There's a core committee who sort of keep the wheels going, non-paid, voluntary. And then there are different events organised every month. There will be within that as well a support, so that if someone has a query on, you know, where do I go to get taxes or I can't understand that, they can contact us. Now, we are not a networking group primarily, but we can point people in the direction of the information they need. So I suppose it's really about building up that network of people who will support then and do business with one another and support businesses generally in the county, and not just women, but that we are a voice, I suppose.
And share information and knowledge.
Absolutely,
too.
Yeah.
Yep. You talked about how last Thursday night was a success. Over 60 women attended.
Yeah.
Is it connected? Is the attendance, is the interest connected to sort of, you know, the fiscal situation? Are people more sort of looking to get back out there now that things for some seem to be improving?
Yeah, I think so. And I suppose with every network and every committee, there is, you know, by the end of when a new committee come in, there's always a new surge again, which is what's happening. And Deirdre McGlone from Harvey's Point is our new president, which is great. But I suppose women generally like the opportunity that there is something there. Some of those women maybe are not necessarily businessy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure. They don't know. So they don't necessarily want to go into a business setup meeting where that they maybe feel they're not welcome, which of course they are to all the networking groups in the county. But this is a soft entry into with very professional women.
It might be easier for people who are a little bit reticent.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing on Thursday night. Every single person who wanted to had an opportunity to speak and say, what company they were from, what business, were they thinking about setting up business. We had transition year students. Mm. We had women, you know, as they say, young mums. We had mature women who had been in business for 20 plus years. So
what was the thing? What do you then think came from it? What would you say the mood is, or the theme, or the thread that came from all of these people getting together?
The feedback that we've had on social media is just that it was inspiring, that it was amazing to hear all these women's stories. And basically, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can go and set up a business, or I can start thinking about setting up a business. I can get support from other women. They can lead me in the direction of, so, you know, of doing that. So I suppose it was the empowerment of all these people that there was a community there that were ready to sort of pull them up and help them get on with this. And so we would say, just join the network, absolutely.
A lot of these things, though, are the success is very much aided by the amount of people that are involved in the network.
Totally.
With the shared knowledge, shared information and shared supports. Always looking for new members, I'm sure. So what would your pitch be then to new members who may be listening?
If you are thinking about setting up a business, if you're already in an established business, if you're married into a business, born into a business, you're a student with an interest in business, anyone, business is the key, and women, obviously. Mm. First instance, go to our Facebook page, like that, and learn the information about it. We have a new website coming online very shortly, and just get in touch with us. We are there to support women in any area that wants to set up a business and get involved in it. It's €40 for the membership for the year. It'll be the best money you spend. There will be member-led workshops, venues that that come to us. We'll be using those businesses. So within that, the women will be supporting the businesses within that.
Okay, very good. And you know, we the word business covers an awful lot. You know, it can be right at the very top level where you're employing a number of people, what have you, or it could be something that an idea or a solution you feel you found at home that you want to get out to other people, or maybe commercialize and even test it to some extent, test an idea with other like-minded individuals, and maybe others that aren't like-minded too.
Completely. And I think sometimes when you think, I might go into business or I have an idea, you pitch maybe to family and friends and whatever, and if you don't get a positive response, you might stop.
But you also need some tough love as well.
You do need that.
Because there are
well.
People
Definitely.
That have an idea and their family won't be honest with
no,
them.
No, but I think it's important, and that's what I suppose we are there for as well. If you join this, you can say, look, I'm thinking about doing whatever, or how do that.
Yeah.
So definitely, in the first instance, Facebook, Donegal Women in Business Facebook, we're on Twitter as well. So come on there, PM us, just to ask any questions. We'll have our next meeting details on there. And we just have a great year ahead in terms of events, and we're just going to make it happen.
I would say it's nice to know other people are in the same position. Other people will give you an ear, do you know what I mean? Because you can feel isolated when you're not on your own.
That was one of the points that came up. And I mean, it's 4 years I've been in business. I've been a member of the network for 4 years, and I've done tremendous business and made great networks and great friends within it. So I would be, that's why I accepted the job, PRO, because I totally believe in the Donegal Women in Business Network.
And with, as you mentioned, Deirdre as the president.
Yes.
Obviously, she's got a national profile and beyond, you know.
Absolutely,
It's great to have women of that.
Fantastic. And even there on Thursday night, Deirdre was going around welcoming people, and as were all the committee. And there was a sense of that we really welcomed everybody. And with Deirdre's profile, obviously, from Donegal Person of the Year and from her award last week, well done her and her team. Yes, of course, it's very important, but every single woman, and it's important that if someone's sitting having their cup of coffee this morning and just thinking about it, you are equally important as the committee, as every single person. So
now, as your PRO, are you then, you know, going to be releasing press releases on issues you think that will affect the network, or affect those that are within it, you know, perhaps be more vocal on, a local voice on sort of issues that are that would affect its members?
Well, again, it's member-led. So if that's what the committee want, if that's what the members want, then the committee will work to that. But remember, we're just a networking group. There are other great organisations out there that are, you know, sort of the voice of business.
I'm trying to think of a organisation that is the voice of women in business. I can't.
Well, I suppose then that's where the voice of business is. Sometimes the issues are not primarily women. But yes, we will support and as I say, member-led, if the members came to us with some issue that they want us to research. So thank you very much.
Okay, so you can go on Facebook, search out Donegal Women in Business Network.
Yes.
Get information there. Did you say the website is launching or is launched?
It's in the process of being put together at the minute, and it will be launched very shortly.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, thanks, babe.
Evelyn McGlynn, PRO of Donegal Women in Business Network, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.